Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
This is the fabulous Adam Richard,
and I have a theory.
Oh, hey, chickens. So in the last episode, we had Squally's theory about the 14th Doctor, the David Tennant reboot Doctor, reprise Doctor, retread Doctor. Anyway, that new David Tennant Doctor, about that Doctor being the one who dies on Trenzalore, which is why there's a grave there, because we all know that the 11th Doctor didn't really die there because he regenerated anyway. But then maybe he left the grave there as if to go, just, I'm going to leave that there and we'll move on. Who knows? But I do like that theory, Squally, because it does kind of, you know, we've seen that end and we know that at some point the David Tennant 14th Doctor will die and will, you know, do some healing and some growing and living and get lots of closure and things. And so that the Shuti Gatwa Doctor is kind of feeling better about himself, like all that trauma has been, you know, dealt with. So yes, I think that is a great theory for kind of going, oh, okay, so we've seen this and we can pass all that into it and it's all good. Speaking of TARDISes and where they end up, Jordan, talking about the brief, tiny, infinitesimal moment in the trailers that we've watched in great detail that I managed to talk about for an entire hour, even though it was only 2 minutes, not even a whole 2 minutes. It's like 90 seconds. Anyway, there was a TARDIS in that was covered in, I want to say carbuncles, but that's a sea thing, isn't it? You're like, carbuncles are underwater. Anyway, it's covered in like moss and detritus and it looks like it's been there for a long time. And Jordan says, I have a feeling the abandoned TARDIS is David Tennant's 14th Doctor, and he is missing, and Shuti's Doctor has to figure out where he is. Oh, I mean, I know David Tennant has said he's done with being Doctor Who, but that could be a clever ruse. And we are, yeah, maybe that's part of it. Maybe the Doctor does go missing, and that's why Mel comes back and the Doctor goes to UNIT and sees Kate and it's like, hey, I know you left your old self here, but he has gone missing and his TARDIS is turned into a, you know, a mess on the cliff, and you're not going to have a TARDIS or a life if you don't go and sort him out. That is an interesting theory, Jordan. I like that. That feels like the kind of thing that would turn up in a comic book or a Big Finish, but I would love it if it was in the show. speaking of a Big Finish, Jeff says, I've just listened to Into the TARDIS. I have to say it like that because that's how Colin Baker does it. It's Colin Baker hosts the Into the TARDIS podcast. Which I did a podcast about. I know it's podcastception, but you know, inspiring podcasts. What is this world we live in now? But yeah, Jeff has been listening to Into the TARDIS. It's very cute, and if you want to hear, I'm doing as many as I possibly can. I'm only doing the free ones though, the ones with the ads in it. If you sign up to, I think it's like Apple Plus Podcast Plus or whatever it's called, you can get extra episodes. They throw two episodes a week at you, I think. Yeah, I'm just doing the ones that are free because really, I don't want anyone to have to pay any extra money for things that are already expensive. none of us have any money. Cost of living is biting. Like, you know, I've been eating dinner from Aldi. I know there are people worse off than me who can afford to buy dinner from Aldi. Or Aldi, as Peter refers to it. Like, it's very strange. Anyway, so Jeff said, I've listened to Into the TARDIS. Does anyone know which theme song they're using? It sounds similar to Tens or Tenants, but I can't tell. It is Tenants, that first one, Jeff, because what they do is whatever Doctor is in the podcast that week, the Into the TARDIS theme, which kind of incorporates the Doctor Who theme with the Into the TARDIS theme, that changes. The embedded theme, the Doctor Who theme, changes. It's a lot of work for someone, and bless them for doing it because it makes it fun. But it means when you're listening to Colin Baker say, Into the TARDIS, and then it goes, and you get to hear the theme, you go, oh, it's going to be a Tom Baker one, or it's going to be a Colin Baker one, which is coming up in the next episode of that podcast. It's Colin Baker with the Jadoon, which is strange. I think that's from, like, it was a series called Old Doctors, New Monsters or something, one of which had the actor who plays Philomena Crunk on, I don't know if you've watched her ridiculous show on Netflix. She's a delight. She does a lot of Charlie Brooker stuff, and she's got her own history show where she just doesn't understand things but kind of pretends she knows everything. She's amazing. But yeah, she's in one of those. I don't know if it's the Jadoon one though. Anyway, I'll find out next week when I listen to it. But yeah, if you've been listening to it, the Into the TARDIS podcast, so far we've done Death and the Queen, which is David Tennant and Catherine Tate, which I adored. And the last 2 weeks have been the two parts of Energy of the Daleks, which has the distinction of being the first time that Leela, played by Louise Jameson, got to front up against the Daleks, because she says in the special features after the episode that, you know, when she got the role as Leela, she's like, oh yeah, I'm going to fight the Daleks. And then that never happened. So yeah, it's kind of fun. So yeah, that's the Into the TARDIS podcast, which you can get wherever you get your podcasts from. It's, you know, you just have to sit through some commercials, and then you get free Doctor Who. It's that normally costs, you know, interesting prices. Like $25.04, or $48.18, or $57.81. Anyone who listens to my Big Finish podcast will know that I'm obsessed with the currency conversion rates on the Big Finish website. I just, because they change every day, like whatever the currency is at that particular point, that's how much they cost. Anyway. you can get Into the TARDIS, you know, wherever you get your podcasts from. Now, Nairi on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group, which if you're not a member, please join up. It's fun. There are heaps of things in there, like Mark in his Who Cave, who's making room for new dollies and has shown a video of, you know, what the whole thing looks like now that he's reorganized it. I can't tell the difference because it's just a lot. But he didn't say dollies, by the way. He says new merchandise. But, you know, you say merch, I hear dollies like that. So I love dollies. But yeah, the Who Cave is amazing. I've got to go. When I'm next in, you know, Victoria and in your neck of the woods, Mark, I'm going to hit you up for a guided tour of your Who Cave. That sounds unsavory. Nairi on the Adam Richard Has a Theory Facebook group has a new theory about bi-generation and says, remember when the Doctor was trisected across time and space and trying to figure out what the Sontarans were up to? I think that split of her person caused her to remain split and unmade. Ooh! So when she regenerated, she could only use a previous incarnation because her spirit had been split, losing all the companions over time. But now she'd had her form and mind and lifeline split as well. She was fractured. Now 14 starts to heal those fractures so Shudi can be the Doctor. But I've got a feeling he's still fractured and doesn't know it. That's it. That's my theory. It's a work in progress. Oh my God, I love that. That is great, Nairi. Because, yeah, the Doctor was kind of divided between timelines, like was in the present with Dan and was also in the Crimean War with Mary Seacole. That is awesome. Kendall's into it. Nairi says, you know, I love coming up with these theories. And Grant says, it's almost like conspiracy theories. Maybe we need to start wearing metal TARDIS hats or alfoil triangles like the Time Scoop. Oh, my God. The Time Scoop. Imagine a Time Scoop badge. Or iDrives to tell one another apart. Oh, my God. And Grant says, I know, I've lost my mind. No, iDrives. What a great idea. Let's all start wearing iDrives so we can recognize each other in public.
Deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.